these students playing along with Dr. Chris Hoke, who is their conductor, and he's the marching band director down at the Ohio State University.
The Buckeye All-Star Band always seems to be a really big draw, no matter where they play and no matter who they're playing in front of. What is it that makes it so exciting about getting them back every single year to this event?
Well, one of the things, the Buckeye All-Star Band attracts our high school students, of course, and they just really have a great time working with Dr. Hoke. And then the show itself with all of the drum corps, their Drum Corps International drum corps coming from all around the country, and they have these phenomenal shows that are just so entertaining, and some people call them like they're like Hollywood or like a Broadway show, and very sophisticated and very professional and quite theatric.
The drum corps you were talking about there, that's the groups that are coming in from Connecticut, from California, from Texas, Michigan, New Jersey, Wisconsin, and Alabama, is that right?
Yes, that's right. We have seven of them coming from all across the country.
Very impressive. Now, give us an idea as to how that works. How do you go into scheduling all these drum corps? Because that's a pretty large contingency, and it really kind of seems like you cover a lot of different areas there.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they're touring groups. They're audition-based, which means that students audition for them from all across the country, and they start in the fall, and they start doing what they call camp weekends, and they come in for once a month on a weekend, and they do really extensive rehearsing in preparation for summer. And then about mid-June, they hit the road, and they tour all summer long until they get to their championships at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and that will be the week after our show this Saturday.
Very cool stuff. Well, I understand Natalie Miller is with you as well, and I want to send this question Natalie's way. Natalie, what about this event gets you excited? Because, again, I mean, there's a lot going on here. It's a really cool event. It's been going on for a while. But from your perspective, what makes this show really awesome?
Well, like, GCI is kind of like marching major leagues. It's really awesome to look up to these bands and try and replicate their procedure and how they march. And it's like an aspiration for all of us in the IR High School band.
Have you had the chance, Natalie, to see any of these other drum corps and bands perform before?
Yes. Actually, this Sunday, I went to see my best friend perform in Legends up in Michigan, and it was quite an experience.
Natalie, what's your favorite part about these? I know you mentioned seeing the bands and all, but what's your favorite part about these all? Is it the competition? Is it the camaraderie that kind of comes along with these events?
I feel like the experience of being in one of these drum corps is so intense, and the music that they produce is so magical that the camaraderie just lasts forever, and that's something really special.
And you mentioned that you see some things that are really cool and special. I think from your perspective, it's got to be awesome to see this group that's really kind of considered some of the best of the best. And I think you could say the same thing about the Buckeye All-Star Band as well. Is that a band you've had a chance to watch a time or two?
Actually, I've been a part of it last year and this year.
Nice. Give us an idea as to what that's like to be a part of a group like that.
It's really cool to work with other high schoolers that have the same similar passion of, like, music, and to work with the director of Ohio State is something special that not a lot of high schoolers can say they did.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Again, Natalie Miller, David Edelman joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the upcoming Shoreman Brass Classic. Should be a heck of a lot of fun this weekend at Avon Lake. It's going to take place at the high school, right? That takes place at Avon Lake Memorial Stadium this Saturday. Festivities get going at 7 o'clock, correct?
That's right, at 7 o'clock. We're still doing tickets online that they can order at ShoremanBrassClassic.com, but the tickets are going fast. The premium seats are just about gone, and those are the ones with the seat backs. And I would say that whatever general admission seating, bench seating is left, will be on sale at the gate on Saturday night, so you might want to get there a little early.
David, typically how many how many folks have you drawn in years past to this event?
We get about 3,000 people. We nearly fill our home stands, and it's a great crowd. We've been really pleased.
Give us an idea, too, about the planning process. You know, putting all this together, I would imagine it's a heck of a lot of fun, but it's certainly got to be a little exhausting as well because, again, you're trying to work out all the specifics, getting so many groups to come in from outside the area. Give us an idea as to how the planning process for this works. How far in advance are you working?
Well, actually, we start with our band boosters, our parents. They begin working on this project about January or February of each year, and then they meet monthly in preparation, getting ready in terms of ticket sales, parking, concessions, all the various things that we have to do, including housing these groups who stay with host schools. And we're very fortunate to have Vermilion and Midview and Kirtland and Olmsted Falls all hosting one of these units, along with three of our schools here in Avon Lake. And they spend the night in our school just the night before they perform on Saturday night.
David, how do you go about finding the bands for this event? Do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? How's that work?
Well, they're actually part of the Drum Corps International Tour, so they're all part of what's called DCI. And all we have to do is contract with DCI, and then they provide the groups. And we pay the contract, the groups come in and perform, and we have a fantastic evening.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. This all sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. And, you know, David, I know we had you on last year, and I don't remember. You told us last year, but I don't quite remember. How many years has this been going on now?
This is our seventh year. We've been so fortunate that we've had tremendous community support, and it's really amazing, too, to find that people come from all over the country to buy tickets to come here. We see online sales from Florida and Texas and all over the place.
Wow, that's really awesome stuff. And I would imagine, too, that because you have folks coming in from so many other areas, I mean, this is really an opportunity for a lot of these kids to showcase what they can do. But it almost sounds, David, like this kind of becomes a little bit of a networking event as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. Because, you know, all of the high school bands in the area, all are aware of DCI. They know that it's marching music's major league. And they have great admiration and respect for these performing groups. And some of them have students in them, like Natalie was talking about our student, Kyle, who's playing with Legends. And there's another student in the Shadow group coming from Wisconsin this year and from a lot of the different groups. So they have connections to the high schools here in our area and to some of the universities as well.
What's the process for those students who are looking in to get into these DCI bands?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What's the process? It sounds like you guys are busy over there. What's the process?
Yeah, well, we've got the marching bands playing out in the band room, so it's getting a little noisy in here.
Well, they're doing a tremendous job, I'll say that. What's the process like for those students like Natalie, for the youngsters who are the high school students, I guess I should say, who are becoming a part of DCI and going on these tours here over the summer?
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, they have this opportunity to travel and tour with these groups. They have to audition, and it really, you know, they've got to be on top of things and really know what they're doing musically and marching-wise. And then if they get accepted into one of the groups, it truly is just an experience of a lifetime. There's nothing like it. They get to just do what they do best every day, playing music and marching, and they call them musician athletes because it's such a strenuous activity physically and mentally and emotionally. So it's just it's something that they never forget.
Again, the Shoreman Brass Classic takes place this Saturday, August 4th at Avon Lakes Memorial Stadium. 7 o'clock they'll get going. If you visit ShoremanBrassClassic.com, you can see all the ticket information. David and Natalie, we know you guys are busy. You got to get going. Thank you both so much for your time.
Well, thanks so much. And I would be remiss to not mention Reddick Music, who is our primary sponsor, and we really appreciate their support, too, for this show.
Absolutely. Well, David, Natalie, thank you guys again for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.